You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Fun Time. Here's your host, Jay.
Thanks, Winnie. Welcome to episode 241. Now, let's bring out this week's contestants, and since the Collective Brain Beach is full of spring breakers, we're going to bring them all in at once. First, we have Ken. Come on out, Ken.
Hey, Dean.
Hey.
Wubba, wubba, wubba.
How's it going? Yeah, I see you wore your Hawaiian shorts.
Yeah, that was my Julie Brown from MTV's Beach Break, Spring Break.
Yes. And now we'll bring out Brad.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, Brad.
I see you wore your Optimus Prime inner tube.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right. We'll bring out Jimmy with his Polynesian lips. Come on, Jimmy.
Stop bleeping my shit.
Censorship is alive. All right.
Might as well live in China.
All right. So we've got all three contestants out. We've got a great show tonight.
I wouldn't go that far.
And a new game. We'll get to all that in just a minute. First, I want to ask you guys, have you seen the new post office trucks that are supposed to be coming out?
Yeah.
No.
No. Nope.
Oh, my gosh. They look like...
Still got the...
They look like something out of a Disney movie.
Kind of. Yes.
Like you just put eyeballs on them and they look like they would talk.
Yeah, I'll put a picture in Skype. I'm surprised you haven't seen this. It is comical.
Really?
Oh.
Is this everybody getting these now or what?
I think so. I think from here on out, I guess if you need to order one, like, this is what you get.
How the hell they got money for that shit?
Yeah, look at that thing. It definitely looks like a Pixar.
It looks like the dude with a big forehead.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a big
dolphin.
Forehead mobile. Yeah. I was trying to see who made them.
It's like a Pulp mobile.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Wow. Yeah. Like what brand? Yeah.
It has an airbag.
Ooh.
I'm sure the level of the sun baking in on them and it's 500 degrees outside.
Yeah, that big old... Yeah, magnifier.
Oh, wait, it says it has air conditioning.
Jay, you could be a mailman.
I wouldn't mind
that too.
Yeah, if I could drive
Saturdays though. I don't do Saturdays.
Yeah, around here, I see a lot of walkers, and I think
we always stay up late.
I think that's the bottom of the ladder when you start. Mm. You know, you have to carry that bag around town all day. Anything else for the top of the show?
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful week so far. The weather's nice.
Yes, that is for sure. I think it might rain later on, but for now, these few days, oh, yes, it's great.
I'll take it.
I heard a story where a spokesperson for the Pope said that don't take the Moderna or the Pfizer one because they have infant cells in them. I think you got a little bit bigger problems to solve.
I agree.
See, Jimmy, it's a deflection. It's like smoke and mirrors, you know?
Oof.
Like, don't look at me, look over here. Well, they could change the rule, you know, and let those guys get married for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And solve a few problems.
Probably. Only mackerel.
Over the weekend, Jill and I were watching some old home videos, and we saw our Granite City investigation, Ken.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Man, just watching, just seeing the control table, you know, just everything. I'm like, oh, man, I miss that.
Yeah. Yep. That was a good one.
Yep. Need to do some more one of these days.
We're supposed to go back to that house in Belleville sometime soon. So,
okay.
Waiting on Kettler for that one.
All right. Well, it's time for our game of the week. Yeah. So, we'll be right back. It's going to start right after this. All right. Welcome, folks. Hello, three contestants.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So this week, we're going to play a little beauty of a game called What's Your Cereal? Yes. So it's going to be played in three rounds. You will each be asked two questions per round. And round one, the questions are worth... The answers are worth 2 points each. Round two, 4 points. Round three, 6 points each. Now, if the person I ask does not know it or they get it wrong, then one of the other two can say your name to buzz in and steal it for half the points.
What happens if you're wrong?
If you're wrong, there are no penalties for wrong answers in this one.
No consequences in cereal land.
Right. But as with my last game, which happened to be on President's Day, this time you can double your points if you answer the question as an unused, one we haven't used yet, famous cartoon character.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. So,
there we go. The rules have been... forthwith. Okay. Goodbye. Round one. We're going to start with Ken. And in this one, these are classic cereals. Okay.
All right.
And I will give you a hint or a clue, a question, and you just have to name the cereal.
The cereal. All right.
Yep. All right.
Do you get bonus points for the manufacturer?
No, because a lot of these I tell you the manufacturer.
Oh.
So that was part of the,
All right. The
information. Okay, anyway, round one begins with Ken for 2 points.
All right.
Originally made from wheat flakes, is now made by toasting flakes of corn and is a classic breakfast cereal by Kellogg.
Can I answer as Tony the Tiger?
Let's see. Well, yeah, because he's animated. Yes.
Well, they're great. I would have to say it's Frosted Flakes.
That is Kellogg's. Correct. So
yay.
That was worth two, but you doubled it to 4 points, and that's how it's played.
I'm going
to
contest that right there, because he did not answer the question as Tony the Tiger. He just said they're great.
Technicality. Let's see. Judges, they're going to give him the point because we're all warming up. Okay.
Hey, Brad. I'm just over here blocking out all haters.
All right. Just like that, Ken's on the board with 4 points. Brad.
Yeah.
Made by Post Foods, it's a breakfast cereal made of sweetened, frosted, candy-coated puffed wheat. What is it?
Candy-coated puffed wheat?
Yes, and it's made by Post. Because there is another brand that has their version. It's kind of like the Tars and the Sable, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is your old pal, Mickey. I'm going to say Smacks.
Oh, Mickey, that is wrong.
Oh, no.
But no loss of points. So, Jimmy or Ken, do you have a guess?
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Frosted Mini Wheats.
All right. Ken, do you have a guess?
What's up, Doc? I'm going to have to say Cocoa Puffs.
Okay. The answer we were looking for was Golden Crisp.
Oh.
That's the candy-coated puffed wheat. All right. So we move on to Jimmy. Considered healthy, it includes crisp whole grain bran flakes and raisins. What is the name of this cereal? Double your points if answered in a cartoon character's voice.
I don't know.
Okay. Brad or Ken?
Ken.
Ken?
Yeah, but I'm going to say Brian.
All right, Porky. That was worth 1 point, and you doubled it, so you just earned 2 more points. All right, now we're going to start the second question for round one. Ken, manufactured by General Mills, was initially made of grain puffs that are flavored with chocolate as well as peanut butter.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a guess.
Brad or Jimmy? Do you know grain puffs that are flavored with chocolate as well as peanut butter?
I don't have time for that shit.
Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try this.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
I need to go check my water heater. I think it blew a gasket.
I thought Jimmy was farting in the mic again.
Yeah.
Okay, and what did he say, Brad?
I think he said Reese's Puffs.
Judges, yes, Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs. Yep. So that was a steal for 1 point, so we'll double that to 2.
Nice.
To Donald. Yep. Now play goes to Brad. The first crisped. That's weird. Crisped.
There's a sound bite for next week.
The first crisped.
Never going to be able to do it. Never.
Try saying that.
Crisped.
Crisped.
It's the emphasis on the P and the T. Crisped.
It's a 3-syllable word. All right. The first crisped.
Oh my lord.
Okay. The first rice cereal by Kellogg, they use the slogan Snap, Crackle, and Pop. What do you think that might be?
All right. Well, gosh, I'm going to say Rice Krispies.
That is correct, and that's 4 more points for Brad. All right.
Is that Winnie the Pooh?
Was that Foghorn?
Okay. Well, hiya, Mitch.
Sure. Oh, that's Goofy. Okay.
It sure was.
Whatever you say.
Oh.
Okay, Jimmy, your last question for round one. Here we go. It has a vivid orange box featuring star athletes and a tagline, Breakfast of Champions.
Oh, man. Come on.
I got that shit.
Okay.
It's what is Zoides?
Did you want to use a voice?
That was my voice.
All right. Yes, that's correct for 2 points. Okay.
I'm the best.
At the end of round one, we have Ken and Brad tied with 6 points and Jimmy with 2 points. Still anyone's game.
All right.
But here we go. Things get a little tougher. It's played the exact same, just points are doubled. And this time we're going to start with Brad. Produced by Quaker Oats Company, it consists of sweetened yellow cereal pieces of corn and oats. It introduced the cereal's naval mascot.
Okay, read that one more time.
Okay, produced by Quaker Oats Company, it consists of sweetened yellow cereal pieces of corn and oats, and it introduced the cereal's naval mascot.
Naval mascot.
Hmm.
They were twins. They had Innie and Outie.
I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. Jimmy?
Captain Crunch.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay, so that's worth 2 points. Jimmy takes the steal, and the play goes to Jimmy. By General Mills, this is breakfast cereal with fruity, sweetened corn puffs in the shape of different fruits.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever had this. Okay.
No, maybe not. Lucky Charms.
That is incorrect.
Nerds.
Do either of you, Brad or Ken, know? It's a breakfast cereal with fruity sweetened corn puffs in the shape of different fruits.
Oh, I know what it is now.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Brad? Well,
Mr. Well, thank you, Mr. Simpson, for coming in. But would you like to buy some tricks?
Yes. Apu is correct. For the steal, that's 2 points, and you doubled it. So you've earned 4 more points. All right.
By being who?
Abu.
Apu on The Simpsons. Okay, Ken. This is a breakfast cereal by General Mills containing small orbs of corn, oats, and rice flavored with cocoa. I didn't know all three were in this.
Could you describe it again?
Okay, small orbs of corn, oats, and rice flavored with cocoa.
God, I have no idea.
Jimmy?
Other than Cocoa Puffs, but it's not Cocoa Puffs.
Okay, Jimmy? Well, has anyone made an official guess yet?
Read it one more time.
General Mills, and they contain small orbs of corn, oats, and rice flavored with cocoa.
I'll try.
Okay.
Holy crap, Lois. I'll pull Cocoa Puffs.
That is right. Man, that's why I was like, oh, no one has really said it yet. Okay, that is correct.
Cocoa Puffs.
You said it more like... I know it's not Cocoa Puffs.
It's Cocoa Puffs. I was like, it's Cocoa Puffs.
All right. So let's see. That was a steal for 4. We're going to start everyone's second question in round 2. Brad starts. Mm-hmm. Can be identified by their orange and green color cereal O's.
Jason, what are we going to do today? Eat some Apple Jacks?
A is for apples. J is for Jacks.
Who was that?
That was Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, okay. I've never watched that. So that is correct, though. So for your regular 4 points, we double that to 8 more points for Brad. All right.
Wow.
Jimmy, made by Post Foods, contains frosted alphabet-shaped multigrain cereal bits. What is this cereal named?
Alphabet Juice.
That is incorrect. Ken or Brad? Frosted alphabet-shaped multigrain cereal bits.
Boy, I said, boy, would it be alphabets?
That is correct. And that was Foghorn.
I said, boy.
Okay, so that is 2 points for the steal. We'll double it to 4 for Ken. Okay.
Yay.
And Ken gets the last cereal for round 2. By Kellogg, this sweet puffed wheat breakfast cereal was originally called Sugar Smacks. What is the new name?
Oh, wow. I didn't know they changed names. Sugar Smacks. Is it Sugar Pops?
No, that is incorrect. Anyone else?
I'll try.
Okay.
Okay. God dang it, Bobby. I thought you'd like them Honey Smacks.
Yes, Honey Smacks is what it was changed to from Sugar Smacks. Okay, steal for 2 points, double it to 4, and give that to Brad. Okay.
Do they still sell those little miniature 12 packs of cereals?
I think so.
And the mini boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Variety pack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, it'd be like going to a hotel, you get a little box, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to need about 4 or 5.
Thanks. Are these stashed in a mini bar or right. something?
Okay, so at the end of round 2, we have Ken with 10 points, Brad with 26.
Oh my gosh.
And Jimmy with 4. A lot of points here at stake in round 3, so it's really anyone can still come back. Starting with Jimmy, by General Mills, with its slogan, kid-tested, parent-approved, this puffed-up grain cereal's made of cornmeal.
Kix.
That is correct, and that is for 6 points.
Whoa.
Brings Jimmy to 10. All right. Ken, here we go. Yeah. Manufactured by Quaker Oats Company, these peanut butter-flavored corn puffs have a large elephant named Smedley as their mascot.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Smedley, what year is this? Anyone else have a guess?
I don't.
Cereal. Yeah, that's true. All right. That is peanut butter Captain Crunch.
What?
Oh,
that's not real.
For cripe's sake.
Yes.
That's my favorite cereal.
Okay, Brad, by Kellogg, the box describes it as a crisp cross of rice and corn.
Crisp cross, I'll make you.
Gotta come with character here, because they've been so dynamite.
Hi, old Kermit Frog here. We have some Rice Chex cereal, is that correct?
Rice Chex is incorrect.
Oh.
Anyone else have a guess?
Ken?
Phosphor and succotash. I'm going to say it's Rice Krispies.
Oh, that is incorrect also.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Crisp cross of rice and corn. Jimmy, do you have a guess?
Oh, it's a... Okay.
Corn pops.
Nope. The answer we were looking for was Crispix.
They still make those?
Man, I have no idea.
You're supposed to know this stuff.
But, like, kids' cereals in, like, 40 years.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, this is your last question of round 3. This is a breakfast cereal that reconstructs the taste of chocolate chip cookies. Little mascot things they've had.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a guess?
Little cookies, yeah. Like malty. It was like malted. I gotta go to the dog store. I'll be right back. It's only a block down the street. I'll be right back.
All right.
No, I don't know.
All right, you guys, Ken, Brad?
I got nothing.
Okay. I'm going to say Cookie Crisp.
Crispy Crisps.
Cookie Crisp cereal. It is.
Who was that?
Yoda's.
That was a really bad Yoda.
Oh, from...
Yeah, that's his twin brother, Yoda's.
From the Clone Wars? Okay.
From the Clone Wars, yeah.
Cookie Crisp is correct. And that was a steal for 3 points. Cookie we'll Crisp. Double it for 6. Okay. I remember they had a wizard at one point for Cookie Crisp, and then they had the Cops and Robbers.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of remember the Cops and Robbers, yeah.
Very good, very good. Now we go to Ken's last one, And this is derived from the checkerboard square logo of Ralston Purina.
Oh, boy.
Which owned the product line before General Mills. So it was derived from the checkerboard square logo.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Of Ralston Purina. Oh, it's dog food, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that what they make?
They do now. Yeah.
They make all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that my only clue?
Yeah.
It's not even like what it tastes like or nothing?
No, that's all they have. They've got different flavors. I know that for sure. Like, you know, you can get the rice version, the corn version. Probably
this one tastes
wheat.
Like Dash Hound. This one tastes like Oodle.
Okay, I'll say Cheerios.
Okay, that is incorrect.
How about
Jimmy,
shredded wheat?
Jimmy or Brad?
Oh, is it Life?
No, not Life.
Just keep guessing.
Yeah, what was Life?
Life cereal? Mikey?
Like Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it.
Yeah, well, oh, that, okay, I know what that looks like now.
See them?
I don't know.
Well, Life wasn't too far, but it was Chex.
Oh.
So it was little squares that that came from the Ralston Purina checkerboard.
That's right. Yeah, and they make Chex mix out of them now.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever had Life, really, as a brand. I've had the cheap stuff. Okay, anyway. Brad, last question. Here we go. You could win it with this, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Produced by Kellogg, this is a breakfast cereal containing chocolate-flavored corn puffs and marshmallows. Oh, that is so generic. That clue.
Chocolate-flavored corn.
Yeah, there should probably be a little graham cracker taste in there, too.
I don't think I know.
Do you, Jimmy or Ken, know?
Mm.
I never had this.
No. I don't know.
It was s'mores cereal.
Oh. You know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that ends the game. Jimmy and Ken tied for second place.
Yay!
How often does that happen? With
not
10 points.
Enough.
Yep. And Brad wins with 32 points.
Wow.
Your first prize is a grilled cheese sandwich with the Virgin Mary's face. Your second prize is some bubblegum Britney Spears spat out. Third prize, a suit of armor for a guinea pig. And finally, appropriate for this game, a cornflake shaped like Illinois. Thanks for playing. We all know what that means. It's time to wrap up the show. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring up? I do. Whoa. Cereal.
I'm cereal.
There were a lot that weren't on that list.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Like Lucky,
Cheerios.
Yeah, Lucky Charms, like Jimmy said.
Lucky Charms.
That should have been right
and,
on there.
Fruit Loops. And
all the monsters, you know.
Yeah, all the
Chocula.
Monsters.
Count Chocula. Yeah.
You know, all of that one.
And, yeah, I know all those. Like, who, you know, s'mores. Come on, man.
I'm
going to write a formal protest letter on this cereal game next time.
Yeah. I'll join you. did you guys ever have the donuts cereal? They had little chocolate donuts and little powdered donuts.
Yeah. What were they called? Like Chacos? No, that was something else.
I think they were just donuts. Like spelled, you know, all hip. With a Z.
What?
One of those.
But man, that powdered sugar, powdered donut cereal. Yeah, that powdered sugar ones. Man, those were just, it was like eating a spoonful of powdered sugar. I mean, it's just, oh man, it's so sweet.
Get you wired in the morning. Now, what was everybody's favorite cereal as a kid?
Oh man. See, that's why I liked this game, because man, I love cereal, but so to pick one, that's hard. Now, Lucky Charms, that has always been a top for
Lucky Charms is up there, yeah.
And the Pebbles, either cocoa or fruity, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so you're gonna have fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios has always been a staple. Still half the day.
Captain Crunch, when I was a kid, I have to say it was one of my favorites.
I can't do that anymore.
It destroys the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
We never had that.
They didn't let officers in the house, huh?
No, not at all. Did you ever have a cereal called Kaboom?
I'm aware of it. I never had it.
No.
They were little like smiley faces, if I remember right. Of these really, like, they were all different colors, but they weren't the bright colors of, like, Fruity Pebbles. These are, like, darker tones, and like, red, green, blue, yellow, all that. And then I think there was marshmallows in it, too. But, yeah, and there's a big clown on the box, if I remember right. Man, Kaboom cereal, yeah.
What were the ones that were, like, wheels? Do you remember those?
Honeycomb? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, honeycomb's big.
Yeah.
They're not small. See, where were those on the cereal game?
Yeah. Oh, that'd been a big one.
Mini shredded wheats.
Yeah, I've always loved shredded wheats.
What about the grape nuts?
Heartland? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever have Heartland cereal?
Oh, no, not that, but Grape Nuts.
No.
Grape Nuts, we used to have that.
Pac-Man cereal.
Yes.
And see-through POs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a box of Mandalorian right now, whatever those are called. Mandos.
That's pretty good. I gotta say. It's like kicks. It's kicks and marshmallows.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't opened it yet. But I used to love 40% bran flakes. This was like a kid loving like a grandma cereal, you know? But yeah, because they would soak up the milk and it would be like wet cardboard. It would just be so heavy. And oh man, I just loved it for some reason.
Wow.
The texture of it. All right.
Post toasties.
I've heard of those, but I've never had them. What was that like?
I don't know. I was just looking up images of cereals from the 70s. Smurf Magic Berries.
Yeah, I remember those.
Magic Puffs.
Yeah.
Quick. Remember Nestle Quick?
Quick.
Rice Krispies, Crunch Logs. Wow. Okay. Crazy Cow. I don't remember any of those. Fruit Loops, Pac-Man, OKs. Remember those? Wow. Team cereal. Remember those? That's old.
Oh, no?
French Toast Crunch. That sounds good.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I remember that.
Yep. Tricks. Silly Rabbit. Tricks are for kids. We didn't say those, did we? Oh, yeah, that was in there, wasn't it?
Tricks, yes.
Count Chocula. Frankenberry. Oh.
Honeycomb.
Dunkin' Donuts cereal. Never knew there was such a thing.
Huh, no. But it's expensive. It's name brand.
Waffalos.
Waffalos.
E.T. cereal.
E.T., yeah, I remember that.
Bye. Buddy, Booty-O's. What is that?
Booty-O's. Booty-O.
It's a WWE Booty-O's breakfast cereal.
All right. So, do you guys have anything else? Brad, Jimmy and I talked a little bit. Did you finish up Wanda?
I did finish up Wanda.
Yeah, I've got. I still need to watch the last episode.
She turned into the Princess of Tile. Pretty amazing.
I forgot about those. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to. Did it wrap up? What do you think? Thumb up or down?
Yeah, it wrapped up fine. I mean, yeah. There's an interesting new thing that you'll learn about.
Okay.
So,
is this going to inform the movies, you think?
Might have something to do with the Black Panther 2.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Definitely would think that it would have something to do with Doctor Strange 2.
Hmm. Strange. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to watch that. I'll try to get that in tomorrow.
Doctor Strange?
No, the last Wanda.
Oh, okay. You've seen Doctor Strange, though.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's an amazing film. Fun, fun, fun. After Autobahn.
Has there only been one, or were there two?
Just one.
Just one. Why did I think there were two?
I don't know.
That's weird. Okay. Ken, did you have something?
Yeah. Okay. I had two things. So, first of all, I'm sitting around the other night, and it's like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and there was a string of shows that the TV was on, and I was on the computer watching something on YouTube, but the TV was on the background, you know? So, and this show comes on, and I'm like, what? And, you know, I'm kind of looking at it as it's going, and I'm like, what is this? It just kept going on and on. It was so weird. Have you guys ever heard of that show, NOS4A2?
Wow. No, not at all.
Oh,
no.
My God. Okay, so I just put a link in in Skype. It only lasted 2 seasons, but I came in, you know, imagine coming in the middle of this, you know, 2-year series, and it's just super bizarre. This guy makes this Christmas land place, and so he steals kids and takes them there, and I can't even begin to explain it to you. Like, the thing turned, you know, the show starts and there's this guy and this kid. So it's Christmas time and he gives this kid a gas mask. And, you know, I don't have the sound on, so I, you know, I can't, like, okay, that's weird, you know?
Yeah.
So flash forward to, like, you know, the kid's older, they're out putting up Christmas lights. And, you know, you just tell it was like, okay, this is, you know, probably some serial killer kid or something. Mm-hmm. They're putting up Christmas lights and this kid's up on the ladder and you can see his dad come, you know, the super creepy old dad, and he says something to the kid, and like I said, the sound's down, so I'm just watching this, and the kid just turns around. He had a nail gun. He's putting up Christmas lights on the nail gun, and he shoots the dad in the head, right in the forehead with the nail gun. With a nail gun.
Okay.
He's got this nail sticking out of his head, and he falls over dead, okay? Mm-hmm. And he pulls him in the garage, and I'm like, oh my God. And then it flashes off to something else, you know, and then it comes back and it shows the kid in the garage and he's crying. And his mom comes up. She's like, what did you do? What did you do? And he's just like crying hysterically. And then he just kind of looks at her and like kind of grabs at her, you know?
Hmm.
She's like, no, no. And next thing you know, it shows him walking back outside, picking up the nail gun and going back in the garage, and the garage door closes. So I'm assuming he kills the mom too. Dude, there's this old guy driving this car and it's winter and there's this girl in the back, young girl, and she's like, I want my mom. And he's like, blah, 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 just driving. And it's like real cold and snowy. And like all of a sudden, like her teeth start falling out. Dude, it's the weirdest freaking So I'm watching this going, what is this? I haven't, you know, so I went back and researched it. Yeah. And so the name of the show is NOS4A2, which is the license plate number on this car that this guy drives to take all his victims to Christmas land.
It's got a Spock in it from the
He's the driver guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, what freaks you out is like one of the times he's driving, he's really old, and like one scene you see him, he's really, you know, really young. I don't know. But apparently he takes these kid drives these kids to Christmas land, and as they start driving to Christmas land, their teeth fall out, and they get these like demon, like they turn into demons, basically, you know, these real sharp pointy teeth that come in. Dude,
apparently, so it's based off a book.
It is based off a book. Yeah.
People are saying that the book's a lot better than the series.
Dude, I don't know. Like they said, the first season was really, you know, really good, and then the second season just stuff just fell off. I don't know. You probably just have to watch from the I'd like to just sit down and watch the whole thing from the beginning just to see what it's all about. But
yeah,
it's like, imagine seeing this at like 2 in the morning.
Right.
What? You know, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'll definitely give the first one a shot or just to see what it's like. Yeah.
They've got like a 9-minute little trailer thing that, you know, you can watch on there to kind of get you into the story of, you know, once you know the story, you're like, oh, okay, well, some things make a little more sense.
Has anybody watched Coming to America?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
No. Uh-uh.
It's been getting bad reviews.
Oh, really?
I was afraid of that. It's like, you know, probably trying too hard, and you know,
right,
once you do that, you know, if they would have done it, you know, back in the day maybe, but it's kind of like Dumb and Dumber when they finally made the sequel,
right,
Dumb and Dumber, and it was just like
I never did see that either. I want to just see what it was like.
The funniest part in the beginning when he gets him out of the retirement or the home. He pulls a catheter out of him.
Yeah,
that's the funniest
part of the whole thing. Funny part. Okay,
gotcha.
Well, I could use one of those.
Okay, so now my second thing is more reality TV based thing. So apparently, did I ever tell you guys about Walker, Texas Ranger, my neighbor who walks all the time? Ever mentioned that guy to you?
Yeah.
I call him Walker, Texas Ranger. He walks the subdivision constantly. But he used to walk his cat in a stroller.
Oh my.
Does any of this sound familiar?
No. I don't remember that.
Jesus. Okay. Well, both of those things are true. After we moved in the subdivision, he was married. And probably about 5-6 years ago, his wife just passed away of a heart attack. You know, she had a major heart attack and boom, gone. She wasn't that old. But so, you know, all his kids are older and they all moved out. Well, there's been strange, like, women going in and out of that house up there. Like for the last couple of years, like he's always got a new girlfriend or something. It's like, I don't know, just strange things going on up there. Like one night, some lady came out yelling that he was, you know, call the police. He's beating me up. And
oh my God.
Like, oh my God. So, yeah, it's just like this, you know, a girl would move in. She'd be there like, hey, 2 weeks and then to move all her stuff out. You know, he's like, the guy's just weird. Like, he'll walk by and just, like, purposely look straight ahead just to not even, you know, like, eye contact with you. Just bizarre. So, long story. So, the other night, I drive up the street, and at his house, there's, like, a camera crew up there, you know? Like, not just one camera, but, like, two cameras, and there's all these cars out front. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Mm-hmm. yells at the news, like there's no news crew around or anything. I'm like, all kinds of lights set up in there. And I came home and the wife's, you know, Facebooking all the neighbor girls over here, and they're going back and forth. And so one of the neighbors says, oh, they're filming a reality TV show called, what's it called now? Love After Lockup. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It's called Love After Lockup. You know, like, this is legit. Like, it's been on 3 seasons. I've never heard of this thing at all.
No, I haven't either.
All right. So I'll send you a link to it. It's Love After Lockup. Couples finally meet their partners upon prison release. Can their love survive after lockup, or was it all just a con?
Was he in jail?
No, so he's not in jail, but that's where all those crazy, weird women are coming from. he's hooking up with these women. So apparently his new woman is fresh out of prison. I don't know, but dude, this is legit. It's like the 3-season TV show. I just put the link in Skype.
Man, and he's going to be on that?
They've been filming all week up there.
Hmm.
I saw him again today. I came home yesterday from fishing. There's film crew out in the front yard, you know, and he's sitting on the porch and some other guys there. I guess maybe the girl's dad or something. They're just sitting on the bench out in front of his house, you know, talking.
Man.
And it's like two cameras and a whole film crew around, and it's like bizarro land in my neighborhood, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to be famous.
Nice.
Love like After Lockup.
You got to start, like, figuring a way in there, man.
I keep driving by with my boat hoping I'll be in the background somewhere or something.
Get some of those fish and just, like, walk by holding those fish up.
Man.
That you catch.
It's like, how bizarre is this, you know? The guy's just weird enough, you know? But, and he asks his neighbor next door to be in it. She's like, I don't know. And he asks his kids, and they, like, none of them want anything to do with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
So, we got that going for us.
Yeah.
Filming a reality TV show literally 3 doors up from my house.
Wow.
Hey, we could do some. I just thought of a bit we could do for the podcast.
What's that?
Order me a Russian bride.
Oh. That would be awesome. I'm surprised he doesn't have one. So that'd be like the thing he would do for real. Yeah.
I'd do it for the YouTubes.
So, Jimmy, what would you do after the bit was over with the Russian bride?
Send her packing.
Send her back.
No, keep the receipt. Yeah.
Keep the receipt.
Dude, 3 episodes of Love After Lockup have been on. That's even more frightening.
That's a catchy name. I love it.
Yeah. That's legit, man. Check it out.
Boy, it's going to be so weird for you to see that. Oh, man.
Love will find a way.
Can't wait, though.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to have like a freaking backyard screening of it in the neighborhood. It's going to be great. Texas Walker Ranger.
do you have anything, Jimmy?
No.
No? Golly. Brad, anything?
No.
Man, golly.
I was the only one. I had 2 great things.
I brought up the Coming to America.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
So I did
that's
have true. That.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I've got that. Let me check my notes again. Nope, that's it. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for episode 241. In 1 week from today, we're going to be back to do episode 242.
Wow.
And the season will be half over at that point.
Hey, what? And then else?
We'll be back at 2 and 2.
You know what else?
What?
We'll have gained an hour of daylight, and it'll be light till after 7 o'clock next Monday.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Spring forward. It's coming up this weekend.
Oh, check out St. Vincent's new single they released.
St. Vincent.
Pay Your Way in Pain.
I'll make that note. Okay.
All right.
So we will see you in 1 week. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Has been a Metal X or production.
Thanks for watching.